Blog Talk Radio.
To Ed Sullivan at such a very young age and really just turned the industry around with a young, powerful Jackson 5 group that really blessed so many of us. Thank you so much for the amazing memories, Michael. We love you and we desperately miss you, especially here on Soul Art Records Radio. But I know all of my friends, you know, we just feel so bad. You left here so early. It's just crazy. And I remember the moment when we lost you. So I truly remember so many times that you made possible for us and even the bad times. But, you know, God is good and you were awesome and we appreciate you. We thank God for making you and giving you to us. And so thank you for your music. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for, you know, just being an amazing young man. And I know you went through a lot in your life and you had some very difficult moments, and but we appreciate you anyway. And we're not here to judge you. We're here to love you. And we thank you for just being, you know, the king of pop, you know, and showing us how it's done. You put your heart and soul into it, and we're so proud of you. As we look up to, you know, young talent like yourself that just grew up from a child in the industry, and you've done so well. You did so well for yourself. And so I know there's many things that we can say that, you know, that can be a little painful for you, but I just want you to know, here at Solar Records Radio, we want to just talk about the blessings. We want to talk about the gifts. We want to talk about the good times. We want to talk about what you did and blessed the whole industry and taught so many young people about, you know, how to perform and how to put your heart into something. And so we thank you for that. We thank you so much. And I just pray that, you know, wherever you are, that you're good, and that, you know, and your spirit is safe. And I know that you had said that you had a very difficult childhood. And so we just, you know, now that's gone away, and you are in a better place. So God bless you. And thank you again, Mr. Michael Jackson. We love you. God bless you, man. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Wardell Fosgene for Throwback Thursday. And we are definitely remember the times when we were younger and we had such a great time. The music was just awesome. And the ironic and the strangest thing is that the music is still the music. I mean, what I mean by that is that we are still talking about this music today. We're still playing this music today. It is still relevant because people love it. It never died. As we thought that, you know, the next generation will come and keep getting things will get better and better or just move on, it didn't do that. It didn't move on because the next generation came and said, hey, I like that stuff. You know, I love the old school. My son's like, Dad, you just don't know. That old school music is so good. I'm like, I'm glad you know something, son. And so we are so blessed. And so thank you to all the contributors of old school music. You know, we lost a couple of legends the last couple of days. Michael Henderson, we lost him. You know, we were fortunate. My group Dynasty had the chance. We talked about it the other day. I talked to Linda and Nydra about, you know, doing gigs with Michael Henderson. We had a short tour with him, and and he was a gentleman and a very, very nice guy. We lost him. We lost Pooji also from the Delphonics, the lead singer from the Delphonics, and he was that one with that high falsetto, beautiful, beautiful voice. I'm going to post an interview I did with him so you guys could check it out and just hear him talk about his legacy. And so anyway, so you guys, are you ready? Greg, thanks for posting your picture. I saw your picture, guys. Post your picture. I think Astrid is in the United States. She's went to visit a friend. So look, guys, hey, you know, if you listen to the show, thank you, first of all, for doing that. And second of all, post your picture in the show, on the show page, okay, so we can see your throwback pictures. We love you and appreciate you here. So I think it's time for us to go back. Let's go back down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Much love.
meant to love you. Didn't you know it, babe? Didn't you know it? Why couldn't you be content with the love I gave? Oh, yeah. I gave you my heart, but you wanted my mind. Oh, yeah. Your love scared me to death, girl. All it's a choking kind, that's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can't better hurt him more to take his pride and ruin his life. All it's a shame, girl. Whatever it is, girl, I surely hope you find. Oh, yeah, I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, it's a choking kind. Oh, yeah, it make me wanna. Me. Oh, yeah. If you don't like a peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it. Treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah. Oh, let it breathe. Oh, make it the choking kind. Tell your love, tell me to death, girl. It's a choking kind. That's all it is. I got to say it again. It's that choking.
Oh, that choking kind. Man, oh, man. Joe Simon, the Solar Records Radio. Guys, I love, love, love this show because this music just really, really blesses my heart. It takes me back, and I hope it's doing it for you. Come on, guys, let's enjoy Memory Lane together. It is beautiful, and thank you so much. I'm getting comments over here in my messenger, so thanks, guys. Much love, and God bless all of you. You guys are good. Here we go. The Dells. Bright sun show.
the rainbow. Oh,
From the group Lakeside, doing his own solo thing, I Aim to Please. And Mr. Otis Stokes will be coming on, hanging out with us soon. So thanks, Otis, for all the stuff that you do as well. We've had so many deep and wonderful conversations together, and he's been really a big and beautiful blessing in my life. And I remember meeting Otis in 1979, and he tall compared to me. Everybody's tall compared to me. I just happen to be a short guy. I'm 5'8", right? But it just, everybody else is like 6-something. So it's like I'm a short guy. So, but anyway, and Otis was just, he had this beautiful personality, and he was from back east like I was. So our relationship grew very quickly. We had a lot of things in common. And, we were at Solar all the time working with Leon Silvers and all the different groups and stuff. And Otis also was a producer not just for Lakeside, but he also produced Climax, right? And so, but anyway, yeah, I just wanted to just how much love, man. God bless you. As we are hanging out today here on Solar Records Radio, it is hot all around. And you guys are drinking plenty of water, energy. I know it's hard when you're hot. You want your air conditioner on really low. But we have to try to, you know, not just be a blessing to ourselves, but to, you know, all the people around us as well. So we're trying to do our best. I'm managing. I have two air conditioners going simultaneously, and, you know, one on one side of the house and the other on the other side of the house. So I turn one low and one high. So what happens is, like in the evening time, I'll turn the one in that's on the bedroom side just a little bit lower, but they're still high, but they're, you know, like, oh, for instance, let me be a little more specific. So 75 is like, okay, that's okay. Right. But 76 is a little warm. 74 can get cold. And 73 definitely gets cold. And so I put it on 75 at night. And in the daytime, I move it up to 76. It's kind of strange, right? But what's happening is that I have to be able to sleep, because when it's hot, it's hard to sleep. And so in the daytime, you know, I'm not on that side. We are on the whole other side of the house. So I switch him around. And I think that kind of helps balance out, because we already starting up kind of high compared to a lot of people that have their air conditioners on 68. I'm like, that's winter time. What's crazy? I hate cold. I just want to be comfortable. I don't cold. And I definitely don't want to be too hot, right? As I just came from Palm Springs. And do you know Palm Springs yesterday was 120 degrees? And when we were there, it was 115, and it was extremely hot. So 5 degrees warmer, I just can't imagine. So the whole globe is in a heat wave, and I just pray that, you know, you guys take care of your animals as well. Don't leave them out, because they can't take it either. And I'm doing a lot. I'm out there with my horses, you know, running water. It's not even raining. So we got the heat wave and a drought simultaneously. That's just ugly. So I got to go out there and water, you know, make sure, you know, these guys are cooled down and not too hot. And also, you know, make sure they have plenty of water to drink. And then I water the grass that I shouldn't be watering because we're in a drought, but my horses need grass to eat. So then today I went and I bought a bunch of hay bales and just put them out there and let them eat on it, and so I can conserve water. So, man, it's like one or the other, right? It's always something. But, you know, I'm blessed and I'm grateful that, you know, these are because I rescue these horses. They're not like horses that are working horses. They've been rescued. And so we just want to give them a good rest of their life. And so it's a beautiful thing. And I got to see my donkey today and feed him. He's beautiful. He's white. And his name is Clyde. And Clyde is just such a gentle giant. Their ears are so long. And their nose is just, I don't know. It seems like their nose is longer than the horse's nose, but I think it's because they're shorter, and then they still got the big head, right? So, but anyway, guys, here we go. This is Wardell Posse. Thanks for tuning in today on Solar Records Radio as Phoenix is out doing his thing. And so we didn't get to do a little talk segment today, but it's all good because the music is just so wonderful. So let's get back to old school Thursday on Solar.
Hello, hey, Joe. I'm alive. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ain't I cool? Oh, I want me.
So happy, no.
That boy drank all that natural yoma on the last night she where he started to breathe.
And she'll sit back and enjoy it.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is. Yes.
keep hurting her, to keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside
that'll really, really hurt you one day.
Here I am laying in the hospital, bandaged from feet to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. A woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think my girl had a nerve. Here I am. I guess action speaks louder than words.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Don't think you can keep treating your woman.
I have to do something very special. This is a special moment for me, for sure. And I have Vernon Soria on from Blue Magic. And we are here talking real quickly as he is out doing his thing. You know, Vernon, first of all, how are you doing, sir?
Not too good today. You know, I lost two powerful entertainers in the business, and it hurts. Definitely, because our R&B department is shrinking very slowly. But, you know, the older guys, you know, we older guys now, you know what I mean? So pandemic thing came in, took one of my members away, Richard Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he passed away and from the pandemic. And good friend, Poojee from the Delphinics. Oh, man, that hurts. That really hurts because he was a very close friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of great moments together, you know, on stage, off stage, you know, so it's a loss, a big loss. And Michael Henderson, these guys, man, are strong players in the business. And I'm so sorry to see them go.
I know. And you know, it's just one of those things. But it's just always shocking. It's not something we can get used to.
Exactly. Every time I wake up, man, I'm looking for the phone to ring because somebody passed away, you know. So
It's crazy.
Hey, man, the audience out there, you know, when you see these acts come to your town, go out and support them because you don't know when it's their last days. So
absolutely.
Exactly. Support all your R&B acts, you know, classic soul acts. Semi soul jams when those come around. Those guys may not come around again. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yep.
And speaking of that, when is the next showing for Blue Magic? Where are you guys going to be?
Our next show is going to be out in California, out of the winery out there.
Yeah.
We just left the casino. We was at the Horseshoe Casino.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we just left from there, so that was a good show. You know, we had a good time there.
Right. Awesome. Okay, man.
Yeah, Wardell. Hey, man.
thank you so much I know it's a difficult time, but you know, it's been.
Yep, my heart goes out to their families and stuff, man. And I don't know, my heart is just heavy right now. You know, so.
Yes, sir. I understand. All right, guys. Well, I know you're out, and I just caught you, and so thank you for sharing your time.
I appreciate you bringing me on, Wardell. I appreciate it, no doubt, man. So much love to you and your family. Be safe out there, man. Everybody be safe. That's all.
And I'm going to play a song from one of your records called What's Come Over Me.
Okay.
By Blue Magic.
My favorite song.
All right. Good, all right, man. God bless you. Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you, Wardell.
All right. Hello to your family, man.
All right, sure will. Keep the music alive, man. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
You're doing a great job. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're one of my favorite people, man. So.
Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, man. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hey, tell your granddaughter, she called me. Did you know that?
No.
And I told her, I said, tell her she can call me anytime. She just picked up the phone, was playing with your wife, playing with the phone.
She's such a doll, baby, man. She's such a doll,
baby. Yeah, man. Yeah.
You have a great day, man. Bless you and your family.
Bless you too, man.
Stay in touch, man, all right?
Yes, sir. Much love out there
to our fans, all right? Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You got a shout out from the UK. Shout out from the UK, bro.
Okay. Yo.
All right. I appreciate that, man.
All right.
Okay,
much love.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes, sir. God bless. We'll be right back.
some changes when I kissed your picture. And hey, my mind just keeps on wondering, and you only left me yesterday. I've never been to heaven. Instead, I spent the night with you. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know what to do. What's come over me? What's come over me?
Wow, that was pretty heavy hearing from Vernon Sawyer from Blue Magic, and being so kind to, you know, share his condolences to the loss of Pooji from the Delphonics and Michael Henderson. That was just beautiful, and you know, these people are people that we, you know, perform with, we work with, we talk with, and, you know, and Blue Magic and Delphonics, they're always doing shows and stuff together. So, Vern, thank you again, man. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate that beautiful music from Blue Magic. And I know that you guys, Blue Magic and Delphonics, man, those shows had to be absolutely amazing. And I wish I was, hanging out with you guys then, back in the day. But I was a little guy. I was just a little guy and didn't realize how much of an impact your music would have on me as a young man and just growing up and then, you know, doing this and playing your music all the time. So thank you, Vern. Thanks. I didn't even know I would get to meet you, but God is good that way. And I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys very much. And, you know, Pooji, I just did an interview with him about a year ago. And so I will post that. And so you guys could hear that. But anyway, since I played Blue Magic, how about a little bit of Delphonics? And we'll be back. It's a feeling.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, this is fun. I'm having such a great time, and I just love, love, love this music. I love where it's taking me. And, you know, even though we talked about, you know, the loss of our brothers from the Delphonics and, yeah, just, you know, Pooji was really amazing, and Michael Henderson himself, and, you know, to the, and Vernon Sawyer coming on from Blue Magic just to say those things just goes to show how much of an impact it is for us to, you know, I mean, you know these people and then they're just gone. It's just crazy. And so it's, but thank you once again to Vernon Sawyer from Blue Magic for, you know, just being so gracious. You know, that's his buddy. That's his buddy. And he just found out about, you know, Michael Henderson today. So that was hard. So, but anyway, guys, here it is. We got about 47 minutes left in the show. Don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So, good God, y'all got to come and tune in and hang out with us as we go to the Whispers, Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty. Oh, it just goes on and on with Climax, Midnight Star, The Deal, The Silvers, I mean, on and on, Collage. Kerry Lucas, it is just on and on and on. So come hang out with us, okay? We love you and appreciate you. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to that. So here we go, guys. We're going to keep this music going because I want, there's so many songs I want to get to.
No, I know,
and
we
so
all
let's go.
That feeling. Amen. Being lonely. We did everything in our power to try to lose that particular situation. As I could remember, I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight, and I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend got. What she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more alone. And you'll never find another man that'll treat you right. Back. Just remember, I made it to the wrong side. And the skeletons come out of the closet and take you all around your room. And the memories spell out like a ghost and dance around in a bad slow tune. Ah, you can think you're lonely now. Oh, wait a minute. Testify.
I heard it. ground, y'all. See the cheeks of them all, y'all. See the cheeks of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just hold it and swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feeling. I won't forget the feeling. On the bed and got the feeling.
All right, all right. No other than my brother from another mother, Don Fleming's in the house. What's up, Mr. Fleming?
How are you? I'm good. I am good. Hanging out. Slowly getting my voice back, but again, it's one of those things that, you know, it takes a little time. I hope everyone is understanding me clear. So I just want to call in. And I want to go ahead and do the show tonight to kind of bring that out a little bit, and maybe show a little pity. I want the listeners to be, you know, feel sorry for me a little bit. You'd be like, oh,
oh, poor Don, get out of here.
No,
it's all
that's
good.
That's what I'm gunning for.
Yeah, there you go. That's all good. Just go for it, man. You never know. You never know. Your wife may call in to make you feel better. Yeah, there you go. That's the ticket.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Anyway, man, it's Throwback Thursday, guys, and we want to thank you again for hanging out with us today. It's been great, and Don Fleming just said he's going to do a show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, so hopefully his voice will be cool. He'll be doing his, once he gets going with his music and his adrenaline gets going, he's going to forget all about his throat issues. Things just happen once that adrenaline starts to run. So much love to you, my brother. And once again, I want to thank Vernon Sawyer from Blue Magic for calling in. That was very kind and very nice of him, you know, sharing his thoughts about Pooji from the Delphonics and Michael Henderson. And I think tonight, Don, I'm going to be calling into Don's show because he wants to talk about a song that I wrote. And the song that I wrote, someone else redid the song without getting permission because they tried to use, I mean, they used a different title. And but they sang the same melodies, like, hello. Hello.
I, you know, it's going to be... I'm always fascinated to kind of just know your viewpoint of that situation. But, yeah, tune in tonight, man. Tune in tonight. Check it out.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. So today I've really been hanging out in the old school. I just stayed in my school, man. I didn't go in your school. And so you'll, you know, be able to give them all of that tonight on your show because I stayed in my lane, man. I stayed right in my lane. And I'm really enjoying it. I still got another 30 minutes of it, so I'm excited that I get to play so many just real old school songs that really have been a blessing for me. And I love going down this lane, going back into memory lane and hanging out. So, but anyway, we'll see you tonight, Don. Thanks so much, man. And we're glad your voice is getting better. You know, make sure you have a pack of Halls next to you, my brother. Mentholadium.
I've been
really
popping them like Skittles.
Okay, there you go. All right, man. So listen, we're going to get back to the music, Don. Anything else on your heart you want to share? Anything?
Again, I want to just, again, rest in peace to William Hart of the Delphonics, and definitely rest in peace to Michael Henderson. My all-time favorite is You're My Starship. And the fact that, you know, he sung lead on that song. And, of course, we had Hubert Eaves on the show playing keyboard on the song. And it's just a beautiful blend and how it's all connected. And definitely this song will live on. The legacy will live on. And that is the beauty of music, man.
Yes, it is. it's a beautiful thing. And man, I you know, like I said, we were on the road with Michael Henderson. So it was, for me, it was like he was right there. And so what a blessing. Anyway, so guys, we're going to keep on going on Solar Records Radio. And I hope that Don had to mute his mic. So I'm assuming that something's going on with his throat. So we want to keep on in our
I had to cough. Did you hear me cough in the background? You didn't hear that, did you?
No. You muted your mic. Yeah. You know what? I'm in your stash, and I don't see Michael Henderson. Oh, yes, I do. Do I see? Yep, I do. I see wide receiver, and then
that's
I see.
Damn.
And you, yeah, that's the one you have. Yeah. So let's go with a little Michael Henderson right here on Solar Records Radio.
Do it.
And yeah, do it. Here we go. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Good evening, Marvin. So you're not half the man you used to be. Look at that cut. Pick up your shoes. Be a man, be a man. And you said you had it first. Yeah.
stop and how can I jump?
He was with me.
I said, I put both my feet down and still I didn't get the point.
You just don't listen.
Tell the referee, must have been how can I jump?
Thank you. me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there, holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays my favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm big and strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
And Philly is in the house big time. Philly is in the house. And I,
yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Me and Mrs. Joe. What a beautiful song about infidelity. Wonderful song.
I know. You got to be careful, right? You just never know, right?
I know. All his business, though. He's like, we meet at 6:30 at the little coffee shop or whatever. So,
yeah.
Then the husband get a hold of it and be like, oh, the coffee shop on 6th and Licks? Oh, I'm going to find that some SOB.
it's all about me and Mrs. Jones. And, you know, it was like we didn't even think about the fact that he lives with somebody else.
Yeah.
What is going? Oh, man, that is so true. That's so true. Well, I mean,
it's
Secret
kind of
Lovers,
like
but Atlantic Star was the same thing. It was such a pretty
yeah.
song. He just singing along.
I mean, it's like, that was the beauty of soul music, man, and just great R&B music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. If I have to, do the three decades, it had to be those three decades, in my opinion, because the beautiful, you know, it was subtlety. Now, granted, they was doing some trifling stuff back then. I mean, you talk about Joe Tex and James Brown and Bobby Womack and all of that, you know, which is, you know, you can probably do a series now on TV about, you know, stuff that they were doing back. But the music, it just, you know, sometimes the music did not reflect that. You know, we had our, you know, our cases of messery. I call it messery. But other than that, man, they made beautiful music, man. And they didn't want to put all of that crap, you know, all of that crap on a record, you know. And now we're putting all that crap on a record. And we're being, and we're pretty much blatant about it. So
yes.
There was no
yes.
subtleties anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you, man. Thank you, Don, for your voice. Sounds good to me. It sounds like it's ready now. So
it's
ready for showtime. Don Fleming tonight
yeah, so
at 8 p.m.
Definitely make sure to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hang out with me. Yeah, I was going to have Wardell call in. And who knows? I would like to get a celebrity guest may call in. You know, open up that Rolodex. Wardell, and get somebody to call for so we can say hi.
Yeah,
he's laughing it off. I'm being serious.
Yes. You know, I think someone wanted to come on your show and talk to you. I forgot who was that. But was it JoJo? I think it was JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls.
Oh,
you should give her a call.
It's just an amazing. I know. Just an amazing, just talented. And, you know, when she's talking about her grandkids and stuff, you know, when they saw the In My House video, it's like, oh, that was, he's like, that's you, grandmama? <You know?
laughs> Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. All right, guys. Well,
love those stories, man.
We are up and out of here, and I got to get out here to my horses, and Don's got to get ready for his show. He needs to get some rest because he's burning the candle at both ends. So get some rest, Don, because that's going to help you with your voice as well. So, you know, black tea, honey, and rest. All right?
Done.
All right. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys, and thanks for coming to check on us and make sure we're good and hanging out with us here on Solar Records Radio. And you know what? I had to call Tommy T. I had him on yesterday, the reggae artist, and I need to give him a call so we can try to reschedule him for Saturday. So I better get on my J-O-B. All right, guys. Many blessings to all you guys, and thanks again for being a part. Solar Records Radio and blessing us. We'll catch you guys a little later. Later, Don.